Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild this evening. In Tel Aviv, expect a pleasant night with a light breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing cooler temperatures, while Haifa remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF Chief Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir has visited commanders in southern Lebanon. According to Ynet, earlier this hour, he stated that Hezbollah is in very severe distress and the ceasefire remains fragile. Also, the United States and Iran have resumed negotiations in Switzerland. Walla reported earlier today that discussions aim to stabilize the current ceasefire. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the IDF chief has warned the ceasefire in southern Lebanon is fragile during his visit to the troops. Separately, Axios reveals that Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire, a move that could disrupt ongoing talks and reignite conflict. And finally, JNS reports that Israeli Defense Minister Katz has announced the IDF will remain in Lebanon with no restrictions on countering Hezbollah threats. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago showing footage of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi meeting at the Birkenstock Resort. They were welcomed by Pakistan's Prime Minister and Army Chief. Open source intel reported just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed Iran will not acquire nuclear weapons while he is in office and reaffirmed Israel's commitment to its security zone in southern Lebanon. And a recent retweet by Mossadegh highlighted a report from the Miskav Institute. It criticized UN peacekeepers for not preventing Hezbollah from fortifying near Israel's border, turning the area into a launch pad for attacks. Let's go deeper into today's stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel details that IDF Chief Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir's visit underscores ongoing concerns about Hezbollah's activities. Despite the fragile ceasefire, the IDF is on high alert, ready to resume combat if necessary. This reflects the heightened tensions in the region and the precarious nature of peace. Turning to the U.S.-Iran negotiations, Walla reports that Vice President J.D. Vance and an Iranian delegation are meeting in Switzerland. The talks are aimed at maintaining the ceasefire, with both sides expressing cautious optimism. However, the recent missile strike by Iran, as reported by Axios, could jeopardize these efforts. This development could escalate tensions further and impact the fragile peace negotiations. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Defense Minister Katz's firm stance on maintaining a military presence in Lebanon. Following the death of 5 Israeli soldiers, Katz emphasized that the IDF will continue to counter Hezbollah threats without restrictions. This decision reinforces Israel's commitment to regional security and highlights the ongoing volatility in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports that an Israeli delegation will visit the U.S. to explore IPOs for IAI and Rafael. This is part of a broader strategy to boost international investment in Israel's defense sector. Separately, CTEC reveals that Anduril Industries is considering expanding operations in Israel. The defense tech company's interest reflects the growing global demand for advanced security solutions and potential partnerships with local startups. And finally, Ynet Business shares an intriguing story about Kalshi, a billion-dollar prediction market platform. Co-founder Luana Lopez Lara recounted how speculation over Kylie Jenner's pregnancy inspired its creation. Now, the company faces scrutiny over its political implications. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest LAS. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.